Yemeni protesters took to the main streets of the capital Sana'a, demanding the ouster of corrupted government officials who are still in power after months of anti-regime demonstrations. They called for an end to the deeply rooted government corruption. The protesters also called on President Mansour Hadi to take decisive measures to strip away Saleh Era and corrupt officials of their positions in the new government.
We said in this speech today, Friday, we will continue in our revolution until Saleh families will go out from our country. Now.
We came out today to call on the president to remove Saleh's family from their position in the government. Our revolution will continue until these demands are met so we can build a new Yemen.
The Friday protest came a day after the UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal bin Umar, held a press conference in the capital Sana'a in which he discussed the mechanism of the power transition, which will take place in the near future. The UN envoy said the national dialogue will start in November and called on all political parties to join the dialogue. The protesters, however, said that they will not come to the negotiation table while corrupt officials are still in power.
We tell Jamal bin Umar that we will not enter the national dialogue if some of Saleh's family members are still in Yemen. There are families of those who were killed calling for their ouster. If they leave, then we will enter the national dialogue.
The protests in Yemen have shown no sign of abating, with people saying they will continue to protest until all the revolution's demands are met. UN envoy to Yemen, Jamal bin Umar, has been trying to build a common ground between opposition and members of the former regime. He has called on all political parties of Yemen to work together in order to assure that the power of transition plan is implemented. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.